Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely fantastic, beautiful April 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is this Thursday. We're looking at the deadline to file this coming Tuesday, April 23rd at 4 o'clock. All kinds of filings will be made. We will find out all of the candidates who are going to be on the ballot for the August 6th primary. August 6th primary for every single race that's running this year. State representatives, county commissioners, people that are running basically for elected office at either the state rep level or the county levels. County sheriffs, prosecutors, clerks, supervisors in townships. I spoke with Dar Olson. She's running for clerk in Inverness Township there in Sheboygan County. God bless her. Thank you, Dar, for heeding the call to step up to serve your community. We'll do everything we can to help you win that race. You'd be a great clerk. And if you have any questions, you can give Vicki a call. She's running for Antrim County Clerk for the whole county of Antrim. She's going to be working with her 15 townships, 5 villages in Antrim County, working with those clerks, implementing some major changes here in Antrim County regarding the qualified voter files, the way we do the 9 days of early voting, printing of the paper ballots versus wasting. I can't believe how many ballots they wasted. Torch Lake Township, where we live, folks, we have roughly about 1,200, 1,300 voters that normally show up for elections. The county, Antrim County, sent Torch Lake Township 200 ballots for each 9 days of early voting. Sent them 1,800 pre-printed ballots. You know how many people voted? 63. They did not even bother to use those ballots to reassign them to Election Day for the presidential primary on February 27th, which they could have very easily done. The numbers are the numbers. They're still on the ballots. You simply use those numbers as your starting numbers for Election Day. They didn't do that. They shredded them. They had specifically assigned those ballot numbers for the 9 days of early voting. Because they weren't used in the 9 days of early voting, they shredded them. Sent them a whole nother batch of ballots for Election Day. How stupid are these people? And this is one township in one county. 83 counties. How many townships do we have in Michigan? I don't even know. I'm going to have to Google that during the break, or somebody listening can do it for me. How many townships and villages are there in the state of Michigan? This is just absolutely amazing. Reforms need to be made. Systems need to be updated. Qualified voter files, you need to delete the dead people and the people who no longer live in your county, no longer live in your township. Is this going to be challenged by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson? You bet. Absolutely, without a doubt, she will definitely try to cause problems for clerks cleaning up their qualified voter files. Sorry, Jocelyn. You don't have the authority to tell a county clerk or a township clerk how to do their election. They are elected to run the elections in their jurisdiction. You may be the Secretary of State for the entire state, but you don't get to tell clerks what to do, even though you think you have that authority, that power. And if I'm wrong, take them to court. Let's get a jury trial of the people in the jurisdiction where the clerk is trying to do the right thing, and let's have that argument where you don't want dead people and people who no longer live in our jurisdictions still on the qualified voter files versus clerks that want to remove them. Let's have that court battle in the local jurisdictions. Leave your throne in Lansing and sue these clerks. This Secretary of State must be challenged on this issue. Now, for this upcoming November 5th, 2024 election, it's not going to happen. But when the new clerks get elected and they hit the ground running in 2025, a non-election year, they can spend the entire year cleaning up their qualified voter files. They can also train the clerks, the county clerks can train the township and village clerks to hand count the ballots at the end of the night, each night for the 9 days of early voting, election night. Yeah, that might be a little longer night. But your poll workers, your poll inspectors are being paid by the hour to run the election. 8 o'clock, polls close. You open up the machines, you take out the ballots, and you count them by hand on tally sheets. You come up with the totals. You compare them to the tabulator tapes. If they match, your machine is fine. If they don't match, your tabulator machine is compromised. The local township clerks, village clerks, will notify the county clerk, and they will come in and do a forensic audit of the machine. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's not going to like it. Too bad. Take us to court. Because all we're doing is the right thing. We are going to restore election integrity. We are going to prove to the people that our county is safe. Our township is safe. Our machines are accurate. They are actually lining up the tabulator tapes totals match the hand count totals. And then we will submit the numbers to the Secretary of State. Will it take maybe a day? Yeah, just like Wayne County takes a day to come up with their final numbers. Well, other counties may be doing the same thing. This is what Vicky's running on in Antrim County. And other clerks that she's already talked to, they're fully on board. They agree. They're sick and tired of people coming in and accusing them of running elections that are filled with fraud. They want to know their machines aren't being compromised. They want to make sure the elections are hand counted and accurate. You clean up the qualified voter files, dead people and people who no longer live in your jurisdiction, gone. They will not be allowed to vote. That person will not be able to vote in 2026. It's a very simple process, people. Now, most clerks may be notified by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, you can't do that. And they'll stand down. Why? Because they think Jocelyn Benson is their boss. She is not your boss. The people of your municipality or your county who elected you, you work for them. You don't work for Jocelyn Benson. Now, one particular interesting aspect of the timing of this, Jocelyn Benson is going to be running for governor in 2026. Is she really going to want to fight these clerks, county clerks, township clerks, village clerks, city clerks, is she really going to be wanting to fight them in court heading into her governor's race in 2026? Is she going to want the headlines? Is she going to want the inevitable defeats in a courtroom? Name me one reason any person, I don't care if it's a judge or a jury, would not agree with taking dead people who are dead off of the qualified voter files. People who no longer live in that jurisdiction to be taken off of the qualified voter files. Under what possible reasoning or basis would they say, oh yeah, it's fine to leave dead people and people who no longer live in your jurisdiction on your qualified voter file? Who could possibly come up with that rationale or decision? Other than somebody who knows that dead people and people who no longer live in your jurisdiction, for some reason, some way, somehow, are voting. Ballots are being cast according to that qualified voter file. Huh. You're telling me a dead person's voting. You're telling me somebody who no longer lives in the jurisdiction got a hold of a ballot and actually cast a ballot. Who actually did that? See, we're on to them. We know their game. We know their tactics. And everybody keeps sending me text messages. Well, Randy, what are we going to do to make sure Trump beats Biden this year? We're going to do it by turnout. We're going to overwhelm the system. The machines, the algorithms, they're not going to be able to print up enough ballots and stuff them into the ballot boxes, the drop boxes. It is going to be by mass get out the vote efforts. And that's what we're involved in. That's what we're doing. And we're running for office. The Patriots are coming. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do,
I will always be with you. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages during the break. Bob over at Great Lakes Phone and Computer, as well as O'Donnell Glass right there in Petoskey. Here's something that just happened the other day, perhaps a little glimmer of hope. Had a customer come in, younger generation. You could tell that he was a Democrat. We got talking back and forth, having conversations. He said he was a registered Democrat. That's not actually true. We don't have party registrations here in the state of Michigan. Anyway, he feels he's a Democrat. We got talking, and at the end of the day, he told me that he's not going to be voting for Biden. I asked him why. He says the policies, and I pointed out some things to him, and he agreed. He says things have to change. Exactly. And did you hear what Bob said? He took the time to communicate. He took the time to engage. He took the time to talk to this young person. Just talking about things back and forth. Threw out some ideas, you know, inflation, whatever it is. Perhaps a few of the bullet points that are on back of the cards that the Antrim County Conservative Union has printed up and shipping out. Hope I'll be shipping yours out today when I go to the post office. I got a few others that are coming. They're saying they're making the donations. They're going to acconservatives.org. They're donating $21. We're shipping you 100 of these cards. Talk to 11 people about these 11 questions. Exactly what Bob took the time to do with one of his paying customers that came into his shop. Now stop and think about this. If you buy these cards and you give them out, you just hand them out to 100 people and say, read these 11 questions and then talk to 11 people about these 11 questions. Folks, you could impact 1,100 votes in your community. Stop and think about that. With this card, you could do basically exactly what Bob took the time to do with this customer. Now, the situation was different because Bob was providing a service to this person. fixing his cell phone, his computer, tablet, whatever it is. He was providing a service, so he had him basically to be able to take time to talk to the guy. These cards do all the talking for you. I was pumping gas down in Cadillac at the USA Murphy's Walmart gas station. They give great discounts through my Gas Buddy card. I was filling up the car as I was heading downstate to go to Lansing to file the paperwork to run for the 104th House District. And there's a lady across the pump on the other side from me pumping her gas. Well, I walked over to the car. I grabbed the card. I walked over and I said, "Here, just read this over." She took it from me. She read the front, spread the word. Take the time to read it right there while she's pumping her gas. She paid. She got done. She put her cap back on her vehicle. She looked at me and she went, "Thank you." I said, "Just talk to 11 of your friends about those 11 questions. She goes, "I will." One card might affect 11 votes in the Cadillac area. Can you imagine if you had passed out 99 more? I'm telling you, people, Bob right there is a perfect example of what we need to do. Engage. Communicate. Get people to think about this election intellectually, not emotionally. Not where they're committed to the R or the D just because their party is that party. "Well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to vote for all the Democrats." Really? Even Biden? Even your state representative? Stop and think about what's going on in our country, about what's going on in our state. Look at these 11 questions. How do you feel things are going based on these 11 questions? It's that simple, folks. Bob, thank you so much for that text. Absolutely appreciate your efforts. We have got to do this. We absolutely have got to do this. If we don't, and we don't like the outcome of this year's elections, who do we have to blame? It's not the state party. It's not the RNC's fault. The county parties are the ones that have got to do this. And it's we, the people, at the local community levels that we have to do this. And again, I'm not asking you to do anything less than what we're doing. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy